And now we get to hear from the first of two singers that we're going to enjoy. One singer that we've been following for a long time is the Spokane native Melinda Wagstaff, who is currently a student at the Eastman School of Music, and we're going to find out how that's been as soon as we hear her. But the good news is we are going to be hearing her in two arias. The first is Por Jamor from the Countess's aria from The Marriage of Figaro, and then she'll do an aria from The Bartered Bride by Smetana, Marchenka's aria. We're going to go back to our studio, and she will tell us a little bit more about each aria as she then sings it. This is soprano Melinda Wagstaff.
So in this first aria, my character Marchenka is concerned because her love is being really secretive, and although his intentions are good, she of course assumes the absolute worst, and so she's upset that he's abandoned her and also very hurt.
Oh,
the plight of sopranos in this next aria. This is the Countess from The Marriage of Figaro, also worrying that she's being cheated on, and she's asking love to help remedy the problem in many different ways.
From our studio, that was Melinda Wagstaff. She was singing Porgy Amor from The Marriage of Figaro. Before that, Marchenko's aria from The Bartered Bride. And she was joined by Diana Pratt, the pianist in that. So we'll find out some more about our old friend back, I think we can say. And that's welcome back to Spokane, to your hometown, Melinda.
Thank you so much.
How's your year in Rochester been?
It's been crazy. A lot's happened, but it's been really, really good, too.
What are you, a junior there?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior already. How time flies. So I think it was probably the first year we had this studio that you, when the music, you came for a music festival performance.
Yep.
And did that. So talk about growing up in Spokane and being prepared or not to suddenly jump into the Eastman School of Music.
Spokane is such a great town and everybody's so friendly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's one opera company in the area and they only do shows in the summer. So that was probably the biggest shift to moving to Rochester and doing school at Eastman is there's so much happening everywhere. There's a concert every night and it was really exciting. It just was a little overwhelming at first.
And so your study there, has it centered around a specific teacher?
So I started in one studio, and then in the last few years, I've switched studios. So now I'm studying with Ruth Hennessy.
Okay, and so you were just doing a Czech aria. You've been doing some stuff in the Czech language, have you?
Yes, last summer I had the opportunity to participate in the Prague Summer Nights Festival, and so I got to go to the Czech Republic and perform in some operas there. I was actually in The Marriage of Figaro as well. But we got Czech training in Czech diction, and I've put a Dvorak set on my senior recital.
Perfect. And so while we shouldn't be talking about too many regrets, you almost had a chance to do it with a Czech conductor. And had we had the concert tonight and tomorrow night with Jan Palant, who's from Czechoslovakia. And so are you going back there this summer, or what are you doing this summer?
Well, things are a little bit up in the air with the state of the world right now, but I have been offered the role of Suor Angelica with a program in Italy.
So. Oh, that'll be fun. So then you'll brush up your Italian.
Yeah.
Even a little more. And so are you really focusing on vocal performance and specifically opera right now in your life?
Yes, that's my direction right now.
Good. Melinda Wagstaff, well, welcome back to your hometown, and what a pleasure to hear you again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.